What's up, you guys? Welcome back. Welcome to the world, to the number one podcast in the world. That's actually false information, but I love spreading misinformation. That's my favorite thing ever. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Bit My Tongue. For all of the people who are watching visually, hey girls, what's up? Thanks for tuning in on the YouTube channel. As you can see, we are very zoomed in on my face right now. And I keep looking over here, and you're kind of wondering, why is she, like, looking over here? I don't understand. Well, let me tell you, it's because we have our first guest on the podcast. You guys, I want to introduce the first and the best guest ever, because it's literally, like, my favorite person. And it's also the person I've known the longest. You know that they say that if you're friends with someone for more than 7 years, they're going to be in your life forever? We've been friends for 21 years, girl. Que payasa. Que hermosa. I want to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, my mother, Melissa. Meli.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Hola, mami.
Hola, mi reina.
Tengo a mi mamá en el podcast para este episodio. ¿Quién mejor que a mi mamá invitarla para platicar con ella por una hora y para hacerle pick su brain? No sé cómo se dice eso en español.
¿Cómo lo pudiéramos decir?
Pick to brain.
Pues no sé, ¿cómo se lo pudiéramos traducir? No sé.
Pica tu cerebro. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, hi mommy, how are you? Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're the first guest on the podcast.
Oh, my, how do you feel? Happy.
Are you
I am happy.
You are happy?
I am happy, yes.
How has your experience been in LA so far?
Great.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you like it here?
You know what, at the beginning when you just moved, I was feeling a little bit like overwhelmed.
Me too.
Yeah, like too much people, and then in Texas it's a little bit different, you know, and like coming here and then everything gets super expensive. Remember?
Yes.
Tell them.
Wait.
Tell them.
Oh my God. Okay, I remember. I remember the very first time we came to LA. I had gotten an email from my lovely manager and now my best friend Miriam. And she was like, hey, we would love to sign you, like, under my, our talent, something, something management. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. Like, that's insane. Like, that's the calls that you get when you, like, audition for the Disney show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you audition, the Disney show comes to your city and you audition when you're, like, 10 years old.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, my God, we have to go to California. Like, we have to meet Miriam in person. And, like, if I'm signing with her, she's the one that's, like, she's going to help me make money, because at that point I was not making money on YouTube at all.
Nothing.
I always used copyrighted like music, and just I was not making AdSense on my YouTube. So I knew that a manager equaled making money, so I was excited. So I was like, mom, let's go. Let's go to California right now. And so we came out here to meet my manager, and I remember our first stop, we rent an Airbnb.
Yes.
Did we?
Uh-huh.
Where?
Uh-huh. I don't remember exactly where, but we were like staying in, and it was just like a type of a studio, because I remember that was like, we were like walking in, it was like not even the kitchen, it was just like a table with two chairs, I think, or three, and then on the other like small side was like the kitchen, remember? And then
no,
the bed.
I honestly do not.
I have pictures. I'll find those pictures for you.
For some reason, I'm blanking and I have no idea where we stayed. But I remember, I don't know, at one point we had come and we didn't have a place to stay. And we looked into staying at the Hollywood motels.
Yes.
Mama, now I know that those motels are where people go and shoot up heroin. I'm not even joking. like, those are the sketchiest hotels ever. And whenever I drive past those hotels, I'm like, I can't believe we almost stayed in one of those. Because those are, like, where people go to have sex. Like, that's where people, like, shoot drugs. Like, no one actually stays
there.
And
you know what? I was the one who was booking the hotel. And then in my mind, I was like, oh, Hollywood, it will be, like, probably a good area, you know?
No. Hollywood is the worst area. Like, it would have been better if we literally stayed an hour away from L.A., like, in Pasadena or something. That would have been cheaper or better. But, yeah, sometimes...
Oh, and then we rent a car, remember?
No, I don't remember.
Sí, rentamos un carrito blanco. ¿No te acuerdas?
Más o menos. Me acuerdo del carro blanco, pero no me acuerdo rentarlo.
Ajá. Sí, llegamos al aeropuerto internacional de Los Ángeles. A ese llegamos. Y luego de ahí agarramos un camioncito. Que nos llevó a recoger el carro y rentamos un carrito chiquito blanco.
Oh my god, I remember we were walking through the lot and we were picking the car. I remember.
Yo tengo fotos.
Sí, oh sí, my sí. God, I remember.
I'm going to be sharing those photos with you, so I don't know if you want.
Okay, yeah. Send them.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's crazy. Oh my god. Yeah.
And then the toothpaste.
Well, anyways, okay, yeah, so I was getting to this. So the first stop that we made before we went to the Airbnb, I remember we stopped at a gas station because I forgot to get toothpaste. So I was like, okay, let me just run into the Circle K and get some toothpaste. And so I made my mom stop, and we stopped at the gas station. And I go inside, and the only toothpaste bottle that they had was, like, a miniature Colgate bottle, like, uh-huh. The smallest kind. And it was like $7 for the uh-huh. mini Colgate.
And I gave her $10. And then when she's like, okay, this is what I got. And I was like, okay, give me the change. And she was like, the change? And yeah, $2 or $3 change. And I was like, Nailea, what happened? Te hicieron tonta. Te están cobrando de más. Es una pasta de dientes chiquita.
No, and I was like, así cuesta. Y luego me acuerdo. Sorry if we keep, for my English speakers, if your parents happen to be Hispanic, you might be able to understand us switching back and forth from English to Spanish, but if you're not, what we're saying is, I remember my mom was like, oh my god, they're ripping you off. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, I wanna preface, I'm so sorry, but we will be speaking English and Spanish throughout this episode, so I will put subtitles when we speak uh-huh. Spanish for anyone who doesn't understand, so you can tune into the visual version of this episode. But anyways, what my mom is saying is, she's like, oh my god, they're ripping you off. But no, the bottle was literally $7 uh-huh. like, because everything in LA is overpriced. And I remember my mom looking at me and being like, just remember, like, you want to live here, this is where you want to live, remember that. $7 for a mini toothpaste uh-huh. And you're like, are you sure? And I was like, you scared me. That scared me so much when you told me that. And I was like, oh my god.
Yes. So what happened is that when I was talking to her, when she came with this idea to be moving to LA and everything, I was like, you can stay in El Paso, you know, go to UTEP or probably community college, just take a couple of classes. I can support you. I mean, you can stay at home, I can give you privacy, but nothing about bringing kids to what? Our house or what? Anything crazy like that, you know? But
like, not getting pregnant? Me not getting pregnant? Is that what you're saying?
No, more than anything about, like, when before you move here, in my mind, I was like, if she can stay in El Paso and work in whatever you want to work, I mean, I can support you, right? Because mm-hmm. my concern was, like, she's going to be moving to L.A., mm-hmm. financially I cannot help her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, paying, like,
I remember that was a conversation my mom and I had. Holy shit, I totally forgot about that. But I remember when I first was moving to LA, my mom was like, I can't support you financially, so you will have to pay for everything on your own. And I remember making, like, a whole, like, Excel sheet of how much I would be spending on food, gas, like, apartments. And, like, being like, okay, I think I can afford it. Like, I got it. Like, I think I got it. I'm going to pay for this for my half of the rent. Like, I'm going to, my roommate will pay for the other half. And I was, like, kind of, like, hustling. Like, I was, like, putting it together. I was organized. I wasn't mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go to LA, mom. Mm-hmm. I'll see you later. I'm going to go follow my dreams. Like, could you imagine? No, yeah. I feel like I, like, that would be, there's a lot of people who do that. And I'm like, oh, how do you do that? But anyways, I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so fast forward, we're here in the Walgreens parking lot on my podcast. I have a routine before I record this episode, or before I record my podcast episodes. I go to the McDonald's, I get some fries, I get a coffee, and then as I'm setting up, I'm drinking my coffee, I'm eating my fries. So I'm not grouchy, because setting up annoys me. Like, it's a process. So I eat my snack while I'm setting up, and yeah, it's a pain in the ass. That's why people usually have, like, producers when they have podcasts. Like, they do it on sets, and they have producers and people who set everything up for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been great. I like recording in my car, because it just feels, like, more comfortable, right? Imagine if we were on a set right now, like, mm-hmm. far apart with, like, ring lights. You would feel so much more pressure, like, to speak. But right mm-hmm. now, it's just like...
It's natural. Yeah. It's like, uh-huh. Like having a conversation one-on-one mm-hmm. without thinking that probably couple of people is going to be watching you or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? It's just like more one-on-one. Yeah.
And that's the thing that I feel like I didn't like. Because I don't know if I ever told you this, Mom, but I've been working on like filming or creating a podcast for a while now. Like, it's been like 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember that the first one was going to be called Nice Green Couch. Do you remember that?
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I think I remember something about the green couch.
Yes. Yes. I had like a whole animation made. Oh,
well, let me tell you guys what happened is that this little one, she's really quiet. Like, she's You're not the type of daughters that it's like go with mom and tell her like everything that she's thinking about, everything that she's doing.
Move in silence. You got to move in silence.
She is like that. She really is. So
because I feel like if you just like I feel like saying it out loud, you almost like, I don't know, you're like, people can put their thoughts and opinions onto it and like make you feel different about it. Okay. They can fuck up the idea that you have in your head. Not even that, but also I feel like when you don't tell anyone, you feel so much more encouraged to do it because you're the only one reminding yourself. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I have to do this. Oh, we're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. And like telling people once it's done, I feel like, I don't know, it works for the way my brain works. Mm-hmm. Pero más que nada es porque la gente te echa mala vibra. Sí. Y yo siempre he creído eso. O sea, siempre que le digo a alguien que, ay, quiero esto o al otro, me echan la mala vibra. ¿Vibra? ¡Vibra!
No.
La vibra.
Vibra.
Me echan la mala vibra y nunca pasa.
Y es que aparte yo sí creo, yo sí creo, chicos, que cuando tienen un plan en mente, no le digan a nadie. Ustedes traigan su plan en mente, rodéense de gente inteligente, que les va a poder dar un buen consejo, y de ahí ustedes toman acción y lo hacen. Y aparte es muchísimo mejor sorprender a la gente de decirles poco a poquito, estoy haciendo algo, pero no les voy a decir qué es. O de repente llegar y, como Nailea, me dice, mamá, mi podcast. Y yo, ¿de qué me estás hablando? ¿Cuál podcast? Lo mismo pasó con Revlon. Mamá, Revlon. Y yo, Revlon.
Es porque no lo creía, no sabía que estaba pasando. Es porque también no lo creo que va a pasar y luego pasa. And I'm like, oh, shit, what the hell. Pero anyways, going back to what we were saying. Tú eres así también, ¿sí sabes? You're also like that.
Sí.
You are like that, like, yes, when you're working towards something.
Yes, so. I am like that. When I am like having an idea about like the way that I want to keep moving forward with my career, it's like, okay, this is what I want to do, but I don't say anything and I just start taking action. Mm. And then when happens, it's like, hey, this happened to me. But it's something that I already have in my mind, like working on that, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really think about the vibe. I really think about, like...
La vibra. Mm-hmm. They fuck up the vibra. Like, it's not worth it. That's why I just keep moving silence. I always tell my friends that, move in silence. But anyways, I was going to say... Oh, okay, so yeah. So I had been working on this podcast for a while now. And the original one was going to be called something else. And it was, like, surrounding a place in my home. Like, I would be recording it in my apartment. And so initially the studio was gonna be set up like a studio. Like, I remember I had a whole production company helping me like with this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, they was like three guys. They came in, they set up like two lights in my living room, and they set up the cameras. They had like three cameras. Like, it was a whole thing, and I paid money for that setup. And the guy was there like monitoring me as I spoke And, like, I was in my apartment, but it just, I didn't feel comfortable. Like, I was like, this feels like I'm putting on a show and I have to do more than I need, mm-hmm, like, I want mm-hmm, to do. Mm-hmm. So it just wasn't working. And I struggled to, like, record for an hour long.
Okay.
Like, I was, like, talking for an hour felt impossible. Uh-huh. But I feel like when I'm in my car, mm-hmm, like, I spend so much time in my car that I'm like, oh, I can talk about everything, uh-huh, and I feel safe and I'm comfy, uh-huh, and like, uh-huh, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So. And then right now, everything, it's about technology, right? It's just technology here, there. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that you can do now with technology. Mm-hmm. And this is my own personal opinion that when you try to stay like natural and try to do things like old fashioned way, I don't know, everything comes like better, yeah, right? Like, okay, yeah, I have a podcast, but I am not recording on in a studio. Mm. And if I have a guest, it will be on my car, mm-hmm, one-on-one, yeah, more private.
Just and also, like, we've spent time in this car for the last, like, week, yeah, together, just, like, laughing and being silly, uh-huh, and driving around and singing. Uh-huh. So it's just the same thing. It's, like, the same vibe, uh-huh, you know? My mom and I can talk forever and ever.
Yes.
Mi abuelita. We can. Mi abuelita pudiera hablar para siempre.
Mi madre santa habla, pero... O sea, no, ni siquiera te deja contestar, mm-hmm, donde ya te está diciendo otra cosa y otra cosa y otra cosa.
Bueno, ok. Te quería hacer algunas preguntas sobre... Primero quiero hablar de nuestra relación, madre santa.
Ok.
Quiero hablar poquito de cómo era yo, o sea, creciendo y cómo, mm-hmm, era de niña. Mm-hmm. And if you see, like, traits in myself as... I'm saying it in English as well. I want to know what I was like growing up as, like, a child, mm-hmm, and just growing up in general. Mm-hmm. And if you see any traits, mm-hmm, that when I was, like, little in me now. Because I feel like I kind of know how I was as a kid, but I don't really know, mm-hmm, how I was. Mm-hmm. And, like, you've seen me for, like, 21 years. Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen me, like, evolve.
Uh-huh.
Am I the same? Am I different? Like, I don't... I feel like, I've always been, like, a really shy kid, right? Uh-huh. And, like, I feel like when I'm still shy, but I also feel like I've kind of broken out of this shell a little bit.
A little bit, yes.
I don't know. Yes. Tell me.
Well... what can I say? She was you were like all the time like a really good kid.
Really?
I never ever had a problem at school, like from
yo
elementary.
Siempre me recuerdo que me renegabas. Me acuerdo, okay, que cuando estaba en la primaria, sí, que los peleábamos en la mañana, uh-huh, y yo te hablaba desde la oficina de las maestras,
¿sí?,
y te hablaba llorando. Algunas veces no me contestabas y todo el día triste, agüitada porque no me contestaste la llamada.
¿Eras?
Una vez no me contestaste la, uh-huh, llamada porque siempre me contestabas la llamada.
Okay.
Teníamos una rutina. Me despertaba, peleábamos de algo. Tenía, literal, tenía 6 años, o sea, ni sé de qué peleábamos. Ajá. Te hacía enojar, ajá, me acuerdo, yo hacía algo mal y te hacía enojar. Y luego me dejabas en la escuela súper temprano. Y después de que peleábamos,
¿sí?,
I would rush to, like, the front office and I'd ask the lady, the attendance lady, and I'd be like, can I call my mom? And she was like, yep, go to the back. And I would go to the back and, ajá, I would call you, ajá, at 6 years old every morning without fail. And I'd be like, mami, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry whatever I did. No sé si te hice enojar. Discúlpame, mami. Tú, sí, mija, está bien. Y yo, okay. Y una vez no me contestaste.
¿Y luego
una
qué?
Y estaba súper aguitada todo el día.
Ay, no es cierto. Mm-hmm. Nadie le da todo el día.
Todo el día.
Hasta que llegué a la guardería. Mm-hmm.
Todo el día. Pues obviamente se me quitó en tiempos, pero sí estaba aguitada.
Sí, sí. Okay. What happened is that when you were 6, 7 years old, I was working for this. It's not a company. It's like on the private sector. But I was working for Paso County, right? And they were like super strict when it comes to like being at work at 8. So at 8 in the morning, you need to be like all hands on deck, you know, like with your computer ready and everything.
Yeah, you had to be super punctual.
Yes. So I remember one time that I was getting late. I was getting into my actual seat at 8:01. And then my supervisor, she was like, you are, and then with her finger, she was like, you are 1 minute late.
Oh,
te lo juro, no, que sí, cómo no. You are 1 minute late. Next time that you're getting, you know, late, I am going to, like, write you up. And I was like, okay. So I was working, I was like waking up super early every morning. And then I was waking up Nailea. And then I was having like hard time to wake her up. And then, because all the time I was like making breakfast for her, like every single day. Like we're having breakfast at home, either pancakes or a scrambled egg, or you used to like the hash browns, the ones from Walmart.
Oh my God.
The frozen ones.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. Because
with ketchup. So every morning, like she was like having breakfast and everything. So I was having like hard time all the time to wake her up in the mornings.
Mom, because I know. You weren't, we would fight about something silly. I think it was literally just the fact that we would be late. Right?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. That, oh, it wasn't always that?
Sí.
Oh, really?
Sí, sí, sí.
No way. I've been... ¿Te he estado dando carrilla de por estar tarde desde chiquita?
Siempre.
No manches. Siempre. Y todavía estoy así.
Siempre, siempre.
Maybe, do you think, like, low-key, you're born with a personality? Because what do you mean I've been late since I was, like, 5? I've been late since I was 5 years old, and I'm still at my grown age at 21. I'm still, struggling with being on time.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. Oh, definitely. You have like your mom genes, your dad genes, and of course you develop your own personality as well. Of course, definitely.
That's the one thing that I really like struggle with.
But the important thing is that recognize when you're doing something that is not right, or that you need to work on that, and then work on that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I know that for example, here in Los Angeles, if you want to move from point A to point B, at least you need to be like out of your house, I'll say 45 minutes in advance, because the traffic, it's terrible. It's crazy. Mm. And then like me, if you don't know like how to drive like on the freeway, you were like passing all the exits. And then if you pass the exit, you will adding another 15 or good 20 minutes to your destination.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And then in Texas, it's really easy. You know, you just get on a freeway. It's just one freeway, period. That's it. I-10. And you just go and just take your exit. And that's it. It's really easy. But here it's type of, you know, it's different. So every time, like, we're like, not fight. Please don't think that, oh, they were like fighting. I was like, no. Apúrate. Se nos va a hacer tarde. Mocosa.
I know.
Y todavía te tengo que peinar. Y tienes que almorzar. You know?
No, yeah. But what's it called?
Because I was doing her hair like all the time, like either two ponytails with a nice bow or just one ponytail.
Slay the hairstyles.
All the time.
You would slay down.
I was iron her clothes.
You've always known how to do hair. How do you know how to do hair?
I don't know. My mom used to like do my hair all the time. I never was
I feel like it's like a part of the Mexican gene.
Probably.
Because y'all know how to slick a ponytail back.
Let me tell you. And back in the day, the hairspray was not like a big thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have hairspray, you will like put a little drops of lemon in your hand. And then with lemon and water.
No way.
I promise. And that's it. Ahí está su spray para el pelo. Agua con limón. Órale. De veras. Sí.
Oye, es como te digo que tengo que cambiar la batería de
otra
la cámara.
Otra vez. Bueno, pues cámbiala.
Mientras que esté cambiando esta cámara aquí, todavía tenemos estas dos acá.
Okay.
Entonces mi mamá les va a contar una historia.
¿De qué?
Te dejo con una pregunta.
A ver.
¿Qué opinas? Estoy haciendo lo Google para que lo pueda decir bien. One second.
O sea, ¿me quieres hacer toda la pregunta en español?
Sí, I'm on Google Translate right now. Like, I'm on Google Translate right now so I can
funny story.
Do this question, ask my mom a question.
Nailea was like speaking Spanish like all the time, English was her second language, or is her second language, of course. And I remember that when she was like growing up and she was trying to speak English, she was saying like, you know, funny things. She was twisting, you know, the words. And she really speak really good Spanish, but I don't know why she gets like nervous when she's talking.
I don't know either.
Okay. Te dejo con una pregunta.
A ver.
Mamá, ¿qué piensas del
sexo antes del matrimonio?
¿Por qué me preguntas eso? Ya sabes, ¿por qué me preguntas eso?
Because my mom is such a prude. She's like, close your eyes, close your eyes. Like, to this day, like, a kissing scene will come on, and she's like... I'm like, mom, it's really not that deep. Like, it's not that serious.
But no, but you know what? It's more than anything that it's... What?
Se prendió de nuevo. There is a ghost in this car. There's a killer in the car.
Ándale, ándale, cámbiala. Okay.
Te dejo con esa pregunta. You can answer. Tell the people what you think.
I don't know. You know, times now, it's totally different. Back on the day, you was like trying to do like, you know.
Mom, hold on. Okay, wait. Hold on. I'm going to take a moment from setting up the camera to show you guys this TikTok. I sent my friend a TikTok as a joke of two people like pretend dancing with one another, and the caption was like, this is how our parents flirted back in the 90s. I show my mom the TikTok and she's like, yeah, that's totally true. That's how I danced. And it's a meme, mom. They're like joking.
Pero es que si baila. Bueno, a verlo. Es el que me enseñaste el otro día. A verlo.
No manches tú. It's totally true. Yo, mamá, no manches que eso es verdad. Eso es tu normal. ¿Cómo puede ser?
A verlo.
Esto, así bailaban en los clubs.
Así bailaban.
What if you were trying to like, what if you're trying to throw it back on someone?
¿Cómo? Así bailábamos.
How do you throw it back on someone?
¿Qué es eso? Throw back. ¿Qué es eso?
¿Sabes cómo ahora perrean? La gente perrea.
Antes no perreábamos.
¿Cómo se perrea? Con eso, así como...
Pues no perreabas, antes no perreabas. Eso no era una cosa. It was not a thing. Back in the 90s and the 80s. You were like dancing, like making your moves, you know?
It's but not like... Yo, when I watched that TikTok, I was like, they're dancing like cartoon characters. That's so funny. And when I showed it to you, you were like, no, that's how we danced.
Yes. You were not doing like crazy stuff like now in the days. You were like just moving, you know? And then, I don't know, maybe he was making the same moves as you, but that's it.
This second one? No. That's not the crazy one. That's crazy.
¿Qué, con los pies?
I feel like our generation, as we've gotten older, or like I feel like as the generations have changed, I feel like it's like escalatingly like gotten more sensual, don't you think? Like, maybe back, I mean, I think that's a fact, but, like, back in the old days, like, everyone was super, oh, like, polite, and, oh, you can't leave the house, like, showing underwear, like, that's so...
Yeah, so,
and, like nowadays, I feel like it's just only gotten, like,
yeah,
more
so
and more.
Yeah, so back in the day, it's like, hey, se te ven los calzones, devuélvete, yeah. You know, or the bra, devuélvete y ponte otra blusa.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, I don't know, I'm not saying that was better or not, it's just different, you know, it's just different.
Yeah,
that's true. But like, I don't know.
We as a society have just gotten freakier. Is what I'm hearing. That's what I'm
como
hearing.
Como que ahora no les da vergüenza muchas cosas.
Eso sí.
Como que antes sí te daba pena.
Eso sí.
Muchas cosas y ahora no. No sé. A lo mejor podemos decir que ahora, las personas se sienten más seguras con su cuerpo, o que no te da vergüenza. Pero antes no era así.
Yeah.
Era diferente.
That's true.
Era diferente.
Vamos a hacer rapid questions.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever spent money on? And how much?
The dumbest.
I can think of the dumbest thing I've ever spent money on.
I know.
And I will not be saying
it. I know that one. Oh my God. You know what, Nailea? I don't know. I never spend money like in like stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, and all the family know, I love jewelry, regardless, mm-hmm. gold, silver, you know, wood, plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe just spending money on jewelry. But I never got anything like expensive that it's dummy. Like never. Really? I don't know.
That's like stupid?
No.
Okay.
No. What,
you wouldn't say that you've ever like accidentally spent too much on something? Like you got a blouse and it was like you didn't realize that the tag said something like expensive or something you really wanted that was like, oh, that wasn't good. No?
No.
Damn.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Next question. Do you think this generation is too soft?
I think so.
Really?
I think.
Really?
Yes.
Well, elaborate.
I don't know. I'm from the 80s, 90s. So before, like, instead of being like trying to like.
Dilo en español, dilo en español. Me gusta cómo explicas las cosas en español. Te escuchas súper inteligente.
Lo que pasa es que antes cuando alguien tenía, cuando algún adolescente, algún joven tenía un problema, no te tirabas al suelo y te ponías a
llorar. Espérate. Voy a repetir la pregunta. De que, mami, ¿piensas que esta generación es muy soft?
O sea, muy blanda.
Muy blanda.
¿A qué te refieres con muy blanda? ¿Te refieres a de que les afectan las cosas mucho?
Muy.
Definitivamente es muy blanda. Definitivamente, no tengo la menor duda de que esta generación es muy blanda.
Antes, Gen Z.
Cuando tenías algún problema, a lo mejor llorabas un ratito, pero buscabas cómo lo arreglo. Okay, mis papás no tienen trabajo, no me pueden pagar la escuela. Bueno, pues me meto a trabajar. ¿Pero en qué voy a trabajar? En lo que sea. ¿En qué? En lo que sea. Buscabas más soluciones. Y yo siento que esta generación, es mi opinión personal, no busca soluciones. Yo siento que se esconden, no todos, muchos, detrás de una imagen de ser víctima. Soy una víctima porque mis papás no me pueden dar preparación para ir a la escuela. O soy víctima. Yo siento que se victimiza mucho esta generación en lugar de salir adelante y buscar las maneras de cómo lograr lo que quieres lograr. ¿Me explico?
Como dijo la Kim. Some of you just don't work. Some of you need to get up and work. Y'all aren't working. That's what you just said, Mom. That's no. Drinking, I'm drinking. No, you didn't. You did not at all. But no, I agree. What do you think? I definitely agree that I feel like I can say this for my own generation. I feel like we're very lazy. Like it's like a lazy generation. Just like I feel like we've been so exposed to technology and just, you know, not like our parents. There's a lot of people that do work really hard, but I don't know. I've noticed that Gen Z can be a little lazy, and I say that myself because I myself sometimes am lazy, and I don't know, it's different.
Y lo que pasa tiene mucho que ver también de que hay muchos jóvenes, gracias a Dios, que no han pasado por situaciones difíciles en la vida porque han tenido unos papás que ya trabajaron para poderles dar lo que necesitan. Yo tengo una compañera de trabajo que la amo con toda el alma. Se vino de México a Estados Unidos. Ella recogía chile en México y no quiso ese futuro para sus hermanos. Se vino a Estados Unidos y a todos les dio educación, siendo ella la hermana mayor.
No.
Entonces, dices tú, ¿cómo? O sea, ¿cómo? Porque muchas veces cuando tienes necesidad, te hace salir adelante. Sí. Cuando lo necesitas, ¿qué haces? Buscas la manera para hacerlo. Pero, por ejemplo, hay muchos jóvenes que, gracias a Dios, no tienen necesidad económica y no valoran. Pero nada más hay que acordarse de una cosa. Todo lo que puedan tener ahorita, ya sea en cuestión material o económico, alguna persona ya lo trabajó en el pasado.
Sí.
Alguien ya trabajó ese dinero que ahorita se está disfrutando. Y todos.
¿Qué tal? Sorry por interrumpirte, pero, o sea, blanda, se dice blanda. Obviamente, siento que he visto muchas cosas en el internet que, o sea, que me hacen pensar que mi generación es blanda, o sea, con problemas que
nos. Sensible.
Ajá, ¿verdad? Sensible, que nos pasa. Pero, ¿qué tal? Con cosas en el internet de que, ay, no me gusta que dijo esto, no me gusta que hizo, o sea, cancelar a la gente por el internet, esa cultura. What do you think about cancel culture?
Definitivamente tenemos que estar preparados para podernos mover de una situación en la que no queremos estar o de alguien que no queremos con alguien que no queremos convivir, ¿me explico?
No.
O sea,
no te entendí.
O sea, vamos a tu ejemplo, cuando dices, ok, no me gusta lo que esta persona está diciendo o la manera en la que pienso, la voy a cancelar. Ajá. Y ya no la voy a seguir. Ajá. O ya no la voy a ver. Ajá. Yo pienso que ahorita, en estos tiempos en donde la tecnología está tan avanzada, tenemos que tener un poquito más de sentido común y ser abiertos. Lo que pasa es que ahora muchas de las personas escuchas algo que no te gusta o una opinión diferente a la tuya y automáticamente lo que haces es alejarte de esa persona o de esa situación, en lugar de tener la capacidad de poder entender, ok, me lo está diciendo, pues a lo mejor es por algo, ¿no?
Sí, pero, o sea, yo siento que, yo en preguntarte, o sea, si piensas que mi generación es muy sensible, o sea, sí te pregunto en la manera de que, o sea, cómo es nuestra generación con el trabajo y and if they're hardworking or not, pero siento que parte de eso es también cómo reaccionamos a las cosas que pasan en nuestro día a día, y siento que en el internet, o sea, es una cosa tan grande que si alguien en el pasado, o sea, dice algo o actúa en una manera, o sea, o hacen algo que they don't like, they're so quick to like try to like cut people off, like I know ya no, like what mm-hmm. you're doing is bad, like we're canceling you. Mm-hmm. ¿Qué no le pasó eso a los muchachos? Bueno, eso es diferente. Okay. A la banda de Washington los cancelaron.
¿Cuál banda?
De Washington.
Ah, sí.
¿Que no ya no son fans la gente?
No, ¿cómo? No, sí, todavía los siguen en las redes sociales y todo. Pero pues que también ellos tuvieron un poquito de culpa. Yo pienso, yeah. Vuelvo otra vez, el sentido común, la lógica. You need to have logical thinking, and if barks and have four legs, it's a dog, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Como te estaba yo diciendo el otro día a ti, que te estaba diciendo, okay, si tú vas a alguna parte y no sé, cualquier tipo de pregunta que te hagan, vamos a suponer que vayas de vacaciones, por decir, no sé, a Colombia, ¿verdad? Y que estés en Colombia trabajando, y te hagan alguna pregunta sobre Colombia, pues no vas a hablar mal de la ciudad en donde estás. Uh-huh. ¿Me explico? O sea, el sentido común es decir, ¿te gusta la comida colombiana? Pues a lo mejor no es mi favorita. Si me gusta, hubieron platillos que no me gustaron, uh-huh. o otros que sí me gustaron, pero pues no te pones a hablar mal, ¿me explico?
Sí, especialmente del país en donde estás.
Exactamente. Yeah. O sea, es como que te invita tus amigos una amiga te invita a su casa y tu mamá hace comida y te gustó la comida, no, está asquerosa. O sea, hay cosas que por sentido común no se dicen, a lo mejor no te gustó, ¿verdad? Gustas más, no, ya no quiero. Pero pues tampoco puedes mal hablar de en dónde estás. ¿Me explico? ¿Sí me explico cómo?
Yeah. You do. You are perfectly clear. Anyways, those were okay. Hold on. These were supposed to be my fast round questions. So okay. We have to do fast responses. Okay.
Because like shorter.
Shorter responses. Because these are all random. All right. Ready?
Sí.
Who was your favorite one of my boyfriends?
¿Puedo decir el nombre o no? ¿O no?
Dilo en la F. Y lo hacemos bleep.
Ay.
Dilo.
Jufu Befenciofo.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Moving on. Who's your favorite one of my friends? All of my friends.
Mi Nariana.
Me too. Okay. How do you feel about my Spanish?
Me encanta escucharte hablar español.
¿Neta?
Me encanta.
Es porque siento, me da vergüenza hablar porque siento que me clavo mucho y como que para pensarme, I'm stuck. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm like, oh, what do I say? Tuve una entrevista. Hice una entrevista. Y como broma le dije a la que me estaba entrevistando, le dije, ¿hablamos en español? Porque la entrevista era con InStyle México. Entonces, cuando entré la llamada, vi que era bien mexa y se llamaba María Fernanda. Y yo conozco una María Fernanda en mi vida, mi vecina, mi besi. Y entro en la llamada y le digo, hablemos en español. Y ella se emociona toda. Porque siento que los hispanos, cuando alguien les habla en español, se emocionan.
Sí, de lo que pasa se es ven... que se siente muy bonito. Yeah. Y yo siempre doy este ejemplo, me voy a escuchar medio loca, pero, por ejemplo, cuando yo escuchaba en entrevistas a Will Smith hablando en español, o sea, a mí ni me gustaba. O sea, veía yo sus películas, pero después de que lo escuchaba, decía yo, qué padre. O sea, está intentando hablar, está tratando de acomodarse, de decir algunas palabritas. Me explico, o sea, como que te sientes aludido de que alguien más esté hablando.
Yeah.
Y por ejemplo, a mí, tú y yo hablamos por español muchísimos años. O sea, toda tu niñez era español y español y español, ya
sé,
siempre.
Y sé que toda, es porque algunas veces cuando no platicamos en mucho tiempo, como que I feel like I have to like grease up my wheels a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Sí.
Like I need to like talk and then I also feel more comfortable telling you. But yeah, I feel like I'll forget, but I have it like deep down programmed.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, so I had an interview with someone from InStyle Mexico, and as a joke, I was like, let's talk Spanish. And she was like, I'm down. And so she got excited. And so we started talking. Like, she asked me the first question in Spanish. And the first one was like something simple. It was like, what's your favorite color? Not like something super. And I was like, azul. And it was like chill. And then she asked me like a super profound, like deep question about fashion and just like how I got on the internet. Yeah, like,
okay, so I have a question for you. It was the actual question,
no sabía.
Or was because she was speaking fast? Because we tend to do that.
No,
like in Spanish.
Habla en español. Habla en español. Las dos. Porque cuando tú hablas inglés y yo español, y yo inglés y tú español, okay, se confunde.
Bueno, no, la pregunta que te estaba haciendo, ¿era una pregunta difícil para contestar? ¿O la pregunta te la hizo muy rápido? Porque los hispanos tendemos a hablar muy rápido nuestro idioma. O sea, cuando estás hablando en español, puedes estar diciendo mil cosas por segundo y la gente del otro lado que no habla español se te queda viendo así como que, espérate, háblame más despacito porque no te entiendo.
No, ¿sabes qué?
Ese es un ejemplo.
Creo,
¿sabes?,
que más bien era como me hizo la pregunta. Era la pregunta porque, o sea, usó palabras así súper grandes y como que no sabía cómo decir mi respuesta. O sea,
bueno,
porque no, yo no tengo el vocabulario muy extenso.
Quedó bien padre. Bueno, a raíz de esa entrevista que le hicieron a Nay, le digo, mijita, vamos a tenernos que poner a leer en español. O sea,
me compró un libro.
Vamos a hacer esto. Te voy a comprar un libro.
Principito.
Sí. Le dije, vamos a comprarte un libro. Yo lo compro también. Lo leemos cada quien en su casa. En la noche nos conectamos en una llamada y platicamos sobre el libro. Entonces tengo una amiga que es inteligente, bella, le mando un texto, Gina, necesito comprarle a Ana y Lea un libro en español. Me dice, pues vamos a empezar con
El Principito. You guys, what we're saying is that my mom wants me to start reading in Spanish so that my vocabulary in Spanish like expands and I don't forget the language. And so she was like, we got to start reading in Spanish. So she ordered me a book on Amazon called El Principito, and it's literally like a first level reading, like first, like the most basic, like I think pre-K kids read El Principito, and I'm reading it, and it's the way that I read the first page, and I sent my mom a photo, and I was like, I don't know what this is.
Lo que pasa es que el libro,
I don't know.
What happened is you know, it's like a classic book, and where you can go ahead and, you know, start and reading, and so I was like, okay, let's go ahead and do this, and then Nai was like, no le entiendo.
Do you like my profession? And that's the tea.
I do like your profession. But like I was mentioning to you before, it was my dream, not yours.
Oh my God. Okay, no, we're not going to do this right now.
It was my dream.
No,
not yours.
No, mom. She just wants... Okay, shh.
Yeah. Why? No, you know.
No.
This
no,
is the circle no. of friends.
Why did I
want her to
no,
go
no,
to
no,
college.
No, 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 mama. Mama. Shh. We do not say the C word. Enough.
Okay, yes, I like your profession. I do like it.
Okay. I like it too.
I never expected you to become, you know, like a YouTuber or anything like that, or managing a podcast. I don't know. And, you know, I don't know, like,
from in which second everything happened. I just remember you like finishing like high school, and then I am going moving to LA, and I was like, what? But yes, I do like it. I never expected you to be like, you know,
yeah,
in this type of business, but yeah.
Okay. Like it. Who do you want me to end up with?
With a smart, patient guy, that can, you know, have as a priority his family, you know, good brother, good son. Because if that person will have the capability to be a good son, you know, a good brother, definitely they can, he can give you like a better way of life. I am not talking about money wise. I'm just talking about that I would like to see you with a nice guy, you know, good personality. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
With a guy with a great personality.
Yep.
Easygoing.
Yeah.
Full of patience.
Mm-hmm. Just emphasis on the patience. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Yeah. Well, we'll see, Mom. We'll see how that turns out. Anyways, I was going to say, going back mm-hmm. to it,
mm-hmm.
I feel like... going back to it, mi mamá, su sueño más grande, my mom's biggest dream is for me to go to college. But honestly, that's kind of the tea, because you're a foreign parent. Like, as a foreign parent, that's also just like expected. I feel like all of my friends with foreign parents are like, yeah, we migrated to the United States and we want you to finish school.
No, it's about keeping, like educating yourself,
you know? And I love learning.
Back on the day,
you know?
Back on the day, you need to go to college
mm.
for you to be having a good job
mm.
and for you to be able to support your family
mm.
back on the day.
Mm.
I know right now in this new modern world, it's different. You don't have to go to college to get a good job.
Yeah.
But it's about, like, you showing commitment. You know, it's about educating yourself. I don't know. It's you know, that piece of paper sometimes give you way more value, unfortunately. But yeah. That was my dream, you know. And yes, as a foreign parent, in my mind, it's like, okay, like for me to come to the U.S. and then finish my master's degree, it was something really, really big. You know, I remember that when I went to the post office just to keep up to get my diploma, Nailea, I think she was like probably around 12 years or 13. And I was like crying when I was just taking off the big envelope, my diploma, right? And she was like, why are you crying? It's just a diploma. But in my mind was like, oh my God, probably for you guys, thank God, to do a, I don't know, an essay, it will be taking you an hour or less than an hour. Depends on how many words you need to utilize for that specific essay. But for me, with totally different like language, using Google, try to put everything together. I was investing so much time. So in my mind back then, I was like, if I have the capability to be going to college and have a master's degree, why not my daughter will be going to college? You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but
we'll see,
you know,
what the future holds.
But we'll see. But you know what? But now, like as a parent, we need to focus as well and what makes you happy.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not your dream, Dad.
Exactly.
Wait, no, it's not my dream, Dad. Mm-hmm. It's yours.
Yeah, that was me. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
Contigo.
Oh.
No, contigo. O sea, yo decía, mi sueño es que mi hija vaya a UTEP y termine la escuela ahí. Y ya me veía yo llore y llore cuando ibas caminando para que te entregaran tu diploma. Pero más que nada, mientras tengamos buenos hijos, yo pienso que los padres también nos debemos de enfocar en qué es lo que te hace feliz. ¿Me explico? Si tú eres feliz en este tipo de mercadotecnia, en este tipo de trabajo, ¿por qué no? O sea, darte el apoyo que te mereces, ¿me explico?
Yeah, oh, mommy.
Sí, y sobre todo que yo te veo contenta, oh. Y eso es muy importante.
Yeah.
Eso es muy importante, cuando ves a que tus hijos están contentos, aunque digas tú, ay, me hubiera gustado que hiciera esto o aquello, ves a tus hijos contentos y te sientes satisfecho.
That was beautiful, mom. That was such a mom-wise speech.
Ay.
You did, that was amazing, mommy. Pues bueno, pues, te dije que si tú tenías algunas preguntas, te dije, mami, haz una lista de preguntas, porque yo te tengo algunas preguntas, creo que ya te hice todas.
Ok.
Se me hace que ya te las pregunté todas, y ya, perrota, ya las contestaste todas.
Ay, gracias a Dios.
Dije, tengo aquí, ¿te gusta mi profesión?
Sí.
¿Cuál era el favorito de mis novios? ¿Cuál era el least favorito de mis novios?
Sí. Ya sé cuál.
Ok. ¿Por qué una niña? Quick answer. ¿Por qué one kid? Why one only child?
You know what? I always wanted it, like, to have two, like, girls. Mm. And then in my mind was like, okay, I'm going to have two girls, Nailea and Navila. I was like, Nailea and Navila, you know, two girls. But I don't know, you know.
I've heard of Navila my entire life.
Yeah.
Literally, Navila... practically exists because it's the way that I've known about Navila, my sister, since I was like 6 years old. But yeah, so one kid was. Do you? How many would you want? What's your max? What was your max for
two.
Kid? Really?
Yeah.
Does like? Oof, I don't even. Oof. Yeah. I have. Oof, I don't know. Whatever.
What?
Anyways, moving on. I asked you the dumbest thing you've ever spent money on. You haven't spent a single penny because you are. Responsible with your money.
Yeah.
You are. Was raising me
was
hard?
What? It was hard, but not because of you or your personality. It was hard because it was just you and I, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, all my family was, like, in Mexico. My family and my mom, my sister, my dad. It was just Nailea and I in the U.S. And yes, as you guys know, we used to, well, I still live in El Paso, but it's, if you say, okay, it's just 30 minutes from El Paso to Juarez, but it's a totally different country, a totally different manners, customs, language, you know, totally different. And then being as a single mom with one kid, 2 years old, she was 2 years old, it was hard, you know, because... As an adult, you might know, you know, mortgage pay, like bills, gas, you know, daycare, because she grew up in daycare.
Sí.
So it was hard on that sense. But sí. I never have issues or problems with you that, you know, you're not listening and you're like.
Pues tú me dabas carrilla cuando estaba chiquita. ¿Pa qué dices que no, chata? ¿Pa qué dices que no? Siempre me decías, Naila, despiértate, Naila, a limpiar, Nay. Ay, que tienes un desmadre. Tienes un desmadre en la recámara. Ay, ni puedo caminar.
Mi amor.
Bueno, es verdad.
¿Era verdad?
Pero yo
era
buena
verdad.
Y me dices, no obedeces. ¿Sí obedecía?
No obedecías. Obedecer para mí es de que... pásame el
¿Churro
celular.
O yo obedecía más?
A churro.
¡No!
Sí.
¡No!
Sí.
I listen more.
No, Arturo.
Really?
Sí.
Mami, has it ever come?
Pero es que no les has dicho quién es Arturo.
Oh, Arturo, ladies and gentlemen, was my baby cousin that my mom and I, like, fostered. We fostered him for a little bit, basically.
Uh-huh.
He lived with us for, like, 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And he is just, like, he's just so, like, sweet with the ladies. He knows how to charm the ladies.
Yes.
And he was really charming with my mom. And so I was saying, who was... more obedient, me or Churro? And my mom said Churro.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was.
Lo que pasa es que contigo era cuando tú querías hacerlo. Por ejemplo, Nailea, pásame el celular. Okay.
And that's my trait. That is a bad
habit. O sea, en lugar de
que
pásame el celular, aquí está el celular.
Sí.
O sea,
sí.
Como que tú te tomas tu tiempo, como que sí, pero me voy a tomar mi tiempo.
Sí, sabes que he estado pensando en eso y siento que así soy. Siento que tengo que hacer las cosas en mi tiempo. Estaba pensando de la escuela, estaba pensando de, o sea, cosas que he querido hacer. Yo siempre he sido alguien que las voy a hacer y las puedo hacer, pero a mi tiempo. And I'm going to learn my way and do it at my pace.
Cuando tú te sientas como que ya
preparada para eso.
Sí.
Bueno, pero eso es algo diferente. Estamos hablando de obediencia.
No, también, ya sé y también batallo con eso, la obediencia. Siento que es porque, no sé, siento que I'm like, it just like goes through one ear and out the other. I don't know what it is.
What?
I don't know. I can't be tamed.
Si algún día tienes hijos y eso te pasa, te vas a dar cuenta de lo que es obediencia. Porque sí es un poquito frustrante. O sea, tú como papá estás tratando de hacer el trabajo, estás tratando de que todo fluya y...
Es porque no sé por qué. No sé por qué. Siento que es porque tengo yo algo en la mente. O sea, obviamente no tengo ADD, pero ¿cómo puede ser que soy tan desmadre así?
No eres desmadre. No eres desmadre. Eres, o sea, no sé. O sea, no eres de las que actúa en el instante.
No.
O al menos a lo mejor. Pero por ejemplo, yo he visto muchas cosas en tu vida en las cuales has ido mejorando desde que vives sola.
Ya sé. He estado aprendiendo un churro de cosas. Es porque siento que es así crecer.
Sí, definitivamente. Y aparte, estar en una ciudad completamente diferente, en donde tienes que estar al pendiente y activa de las cosas que estás haciendo, porque pues al final de cuentas sabes que ahí no está mamá para ayudarte, me explico, para salir corriendo si es que se necesita.
Sí, sí.
Pero sí he visto muchos, muchos cambios en ti.
Sí. ¿Qué dijeras a Melisita Melisita de 20 años? Uh-huh. ¿Qué le dijeras? What would be your piece of advice for younger you?
To be patient, to have patience in life.
Yes.
Because sometimes I was trying to move so fast that I was not thinking right.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so you need to be patient, you know, if like, for example, if you're going to college, just don't try to finish everything like rápido, rápido, let's go ahead and just finish everything soon. Just, you know, taking your time and enjoy what you're doing. And then to have a plan in life.
To have a plan?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You didn't have a plan?
I didn't have a plan.
I feel like you've done very well without a plan.
Thank God.
Wow.
Have a plan. And I can't give you guys that piece of advice.
Did you feel like you were just kind of floating?
Yes. I always describe myself like a little boat in the middle of the ocean, just waiting for, you know, the water to take me from one side to another and for me to try to survive. But I never, like, have in my mind, like, a clear direction about this is what I want to do and this is the way that I am going to be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why with you all the time I am very big about that. Think, Nailea, think what you want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. All the advices that I always give you, mm-hmm, it's because I didn't have that piece of advice, and thank God, you know, everything worked in my end. But definitely if I have it, like, if I don't know, planned my life, it will be like way better.
Yeah, but you have a beautiful life.
Yeah,
you've,
I do,
also done so,
I do,
amazing. Like, you are the best person to look up to. Like, I feel like I, like, you're like
thank you.
You truly are my inspiration and my role model in my day-to-day. And yeah, that I just like sit and think of all of the things that you've accomplished and I'm like, oh my God, like, you feel an urge to do, you know, like, reach that level or more as a daughter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I want to succeed and do well because I'm like, my mom did all of this on her own. That's crazy.
Thank you.
And I was like, estaba escuchando tu inglés el otro día, estabas hablando con un cliente. Yo no manches, o sea, hablas perfecto.
Ay, mi reina,
se te entiende perfecto.
De veras.
¿Y cómo, o sea, cómo es que lo hiciste? O sea, te cambiaste a un país sin saber cómo hablar el idioma.
Nada, no hablaba nada.
Yo me imagino, o sea, ir a un país que, no sé, algún
Bélgica.
Lado, África o China. Yo no supiera cómo, o sea, mm-hmm, especially have a job and like communicate. I don't know how you did it, mom.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. I remember that when we moved, I was just like watching, mm-hmm. and I think everyone does this type of thing, just watching like a movie in English with the subtitles in English for me to be reading, you know, what the actor or actress was like saying. And then I took a couple of classes in the community college, Valle Verde, mm-hmm. A couple of them, and then a couple of classes at UTEP. But then most than anything, I think just to speak English in my work, like on to day-to-day basis, you know? Yeah. And that it's why when you started going to elementary, I was like, no, I want her to be like taking all the classes in English because I don't want her to be struggling like the way that I was a struggle, you know?
Yeah.
And most than anything, it's sad, but it's the people who make fun of you, you know? Yeah. I was already working on my career, and then, you know, yes, I was just saying words like, you know, wrong, and then people laughing or making fun of me. But you know, when someone is laughing about, ah, you're here so cute, or you're saying that so cute, it's not like this, it's like that, you know? Or people that is just making fun of you.
Yeah, there's a difference between someone teasing and like exactly. lovingly, and someone making fun of you. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I know it is discouraging, and I feel like a lot of people like will relate to what you were saying mm-hmm. about that.
And in my mind, I was like always thinking about, I am the one who is moving to the U.S. It's my obligation to learn the language because mm-hmm. I am the one who's moving here. You know, I need to learn the language, the customs, you know, manners and everything, because I am the one who is moving here.
Yeah.
And it's respect. Okay, you want to live in this country? Well, at least you need to speak the language, right?
Yeah, but also, like, it's not, like, even though, like, you feel like you have to learn the language because you're coming to, like, this place, like, people should respect that you're trying and putting mm-hmm. in an effort. Like,
mm-hmm. I have a saying, I might not like you, I might not want to work with you, but I need to respect you, and say, it works both ways. You know, you might not like me, but you need to respect me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge difference. I might not be like in the same page as you. I don't know, regarding a XYZ topic, but I need to respect you.
Yeah. Entonces, you would say your advice for younger you
mm-hmm.
is to enjoy, be present. Enjoy uh-huh. being young.
Yes.
And to have a plan.
To have a plan.
To have some sort of like a, like, when I'm older, I want this. To imagine, to like, to want more for yourself.
And then it is valid that along the way, you're making changes. Oh, okay, my plan is to do this. But if you're in the middle of the road and then for any reason you desire to do like something else, it's valid for you to be making changes and twist. Yeah. But always have your goal in mind about what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then let me tell you something. When I was growing up, Nailea, I think, I don't know if I told you this before, but I was so unconscious about myself.
Self-conscious
about myself. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, yeah, I am so fat.
You didn't want to wear a bikini?
Never.
Yeah,
because my best friend at the time in middle school, Anna, she was like a model. Like old, slim, super beautiful. And I was not never like super thin like you. You're like that because it's your dad jeans. Mm. Your dad was like always super skinny, you know? But in my case, I was not, you know, heavy, but I was not never like thin. Mm. And then I was like, oh no, my eyebrows are so big, and my
so
eyes.
Beautiful. That's like what people and, like compliment you on the most.
Oh, thank you. But back on the day, I was like, you know, oh, like
self-conscious.
Yeah,
yeah. I've heard you say. My mom's always like, I wish I could have worn more bikinis when I was younger. Like, I wish I would have more, like, ran around in bikinis. Like, why didn't mm-hmm. I do that more?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to... We need to get you a proper bikini. Look at that squirrel, Mom. Squirrel!
Ay, sí, es cierto.
¿Qué te iba a decir? Oye, no sé por qué. Mm. I feel like now, more mm-hmm. and more, I don't know what it is, but I feel like in this generation, like, it's become so normalized. I don't know if it was like this for you, like mm-hmm. when you were growing up, or I don't know, in your 20s, but I feel like people like anorexia.
See?
But there's a lot of girls like taking diabetic drugs at my age to get skinny, and like people's like eating disorders I feel like are so big, starving themselves, like I don't know why it's such a thing, and I feel like it's been so like normalized, like people talk about it left and right, like oh yeah, like I have an eating disorder, or like I took like a diabetic drug, and I'm just like, a part of me like appreciates the vulnerability, you know, of being able to open up and say that you have that, but also I'm like, that I don't, why is anyone normalizing that? And I don't know that if they're normalizing it, but just like speaking about it so publicly, to me I feel like it's become a trend online. It's gone from like speaking about something to like it being trendy, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, it's just like so damaging.
Yeah, and you know what? Now, like, probably back on the day, you know, people was not feeling comfortable with their body or stuff like that. But the access to be getting, like, drugs over the counter or, like you said right now, diabetic drugs or whatever, it was not a thing back on the day, you know? It was not that, like, quick access, or probably it was not, like... Antes, por ejemplo, que estabas poquito pasada de peso, que no te sentías a gusto, no era algo de que, ay, voy a la farmacia a comprar pastillas para bajar de peso. O, ay, me voy a comprar unas inyecciones para gente diabética para poder bajar de peso. O sea, antes no era así. ¿Me explico cómo? Antes no era así. Y algo que yo he analizado, por ejemplo, porque lo hago con mi mamá. O sea, tú a mi mamá le dices, mamá, estoy a dieta. Mal, muy mal, te hambreas mucho, te va a doler la cabeza y te puedes morir y vas a dejar a esa niña sola.
No manches.
Sí, o sea, mi mamá sí, pero ahora lo que debemos de entender es que la palabra dieta significa comer bien. Tienes restricciones, pero las restricciones son cosas que sabes que no son algo para tu cuerpo que va a dejar algún tipo de vitamina, de mineral. ¿Me explico? Alguien escuchas a alguien de que estoy a dieta, inmediatamente tu mente piensa de que no está comiendo nada. Y no, estar a dieta es tomar buenas decisiones. ¿Me explico? Pues tengo mucha hambre, tengo una bolsa de papitas, pero tengo una manzana. Se me antojan las papitas, pero me debo de comer la manzana. ¿Me explico?
Sí, sí. Siento que, no sé, como que the like beauty is just like so intense nowadays. That kind of leads me into my next question that I wanted to ask you. And then we can wrap this up.
Okay.
We're almost done, but I just wanted to also pick your brain on how you feel about like celebrity plastic surgery in general.
I will say...
Are you, like, against it or for it? Pro?
No, I'm not against it, of course. You know, if there is something that you're not comfortable with and you can do something about it, it's nice. But I think, I don't know, for me it's
Me gusta cuando hablas en español.
¿Te gusta cuando hablas en español? Sí. Estoy a favor de que las personas quieran hacerse algún tipo de arreglo en su cara. Si por algún motivo no te sientes a gusto con tu forma de naricita o con tus ojitos o que estás viendo imperfecciones en tu cara. Si tienes el poder económico para hacerlo, ¿por qué no? Si vas a sentirte muchísimo mejor, ¿por qué no?
Sí.
Lo que no estoy de acuerdo es con los excesos. Por ejemplo, yo en lo personal, yo quiero envejecer bonita. Sí. O sea, yo quiero que digan, ay, mira, está viejita, pero se ve bonita viejita.
Sí.
¿Me explico? Ajá. O sea, sí, por ejemplo, ahorita me puedo poner algún arreglo o algo para que no se me hagan, por ejemplo, arrugas muy fuertes, para que aguante otro par de años sin la arruga tan marcada, pues qué padre, me explico. Pero yo pienso que cada uno de nosotros debemos de disfrutar las edades conforme las vamos teniendo. ¿Me explico?
Sí.
Tú ahorita estás, por ejemplo, en tus 20s y yo siempre te lo digo, no te hagas nada.
Sí, así es.
Estás preciosa. O sea, conserva tu naturalidad, la forma en la que estás naturalmente, tu color natural de cabello, consérvalo lo más que puedas, porque eventualmente
vas a tener que, o sea,
pintártelo, porque pues la canita ahí te hace ver más grande y a lo mejor la no canita. ¿Me explico? Traes ahí la canita y siempre hay una cana que es la que más se te para y dices tú, ay, caramba. Pero pues consérvate lo más natural que puedas. Si hay algún aspecto de tu cuerpo que no te gusta, pues salte a correr, echarle el ejercicito.
Oye, de hecho, siento que tú eres, o sea, eres una mujer muy confidente?
No. Segura.
No, eso no es la palabra. ¿Es segura? ¿Segura? Eres una mujer muy segura. Siento que, o sea, me inspiras en ese sentido. Siempre que caminas, o sea, tú sabes que eres la más hermosa del cuarto. De la recámara, whatever. Del place.
Yo tengo mucha confianza en mi persona.
Confianza, sí. ¿Cómo? Yo, ok, danos tips de confianza.
De confianza.
Porque siento que este año, o sea, realmente siento que yo soy una persona que tiene confianza. Uh-huh. Pero hay gente así como tú y como la Rihanna. Uh-huh. Que danos tips.
Sí, pues no sé, yo siempre trato de andar arreglada. Yo siempre, muy pocas veces me vas a ver que no ande arreglada. Por
qué
ejemplo,
cansado.
Qué cansado.
Ser tan bonita.
Todos los días. Pero yo salgo de la casa para irme a trabajar y me voy bien arreglada. Con mi cabello, mi joyería de plástico, de plata, de lo que sea, mis uñitas arregladas. Tengo una muy buena amiga que una vez me dijo, un día que te dejes de arreglar, un beso a la Lore Mora, un día que te dejas de arreglar, uh-huh, es un día, amiga, que desperdicias de belleza. Y es verdad, me refiero a lo que sea tu belleza, lo que tú tengas de imagen de belleza, es un día que se desperdicia. Y sí es cierto.
Tú eres tan... tienes una belleza tan natural. Ay, de reina. Que hasta que cuando estoy contigo quiero vestirme como tú, quiero pintarme como tú, quiero ponerme la joyería como tú. O sea, ay, realmente en las películas es cuando ves así las niñas copiándoles a su mamá, yo soy así contigo. Siento que siempre quiero verme como tú porque you just have such a natural beauty that like radiates. Everyone always says that. You're like, oh, you're so beautiful.
Ay,
you're
reina.
So beautiful. Siempre te dicen.
Muchas gracias. Hagan eso, niños, niñas. Todos los días bien arregladitos, su cabello bonito arreglado, sus uñitas, la pestañita, traten de andar planchados, esta generación, que
ay,
no les gusta planchar ropa.
Who even irons anymore, girl?
Me.
Me. Yeah, you still iron. It's true.
No sé, nada más siéntense, claro, siempre van a haber aspectos de tu cuerpo, de tu imagen que no te gustan, pero pues bueno, tienes dos maneras de sufrir. O sufres de la manera en la que estoy poquita pasada de peso o estoy demasiado delgada, sufro no haciendo nada y me quedo así, o sufres haciendo algo, comiendo bien, yendo al gimnasio, o sea, para mí esas dos son las maneras de sufrir, tú escoges de cuál sufrir. Y siempre que vayas a un lugar, bueno, yo soy muy de modales. Yo soy muy de modales, de buenas tardes, buenas noches, sí, con permiso. No sé, ¿sabes de qué? Eso lo heredé de tu abuelita. Mi mamá, sí, olvídate. Mi mamá siempre. Y estábamos comiendo con los codos en la mesa y baja los codos de la mesa. No se suben los codos a la mesa. O bueno, cierra la boca. No estés comiendo con la boca llena. O cuando tú que estabas chiquita que traías a lo mejor un juguito que te gustaba y...
What happened? What's going on? Mommy.
Por estar de payasa chupándole el popote.
No.
Que le chupabas el popote, ¿no? Audiencia, perdón.
Oye.
Se le corta.
Sí,
ese pedazo.
Te lo corto. Oye, ¿qué cura que en social media, o sea... Se siente que, obviamente cuando estás con diferentes personas, te presentas diferente. ¿Sabes? Como cuando yo estoy con mi mamá, o sea, de que, ay, mami, me hago chiple.
Sí.
Cuando estoy con mis amigas, de que me actúo en una manera. Cuando estoy con gente que quiero impresionar, otra manera. O sea, qué raro que en social media la gente te percibe, o sea, y
mi amor, es que
antes, se me hace tan raro que
antes la gente éramos muy tonta. Antes la gente... Nos creíamos todo lo que veíamos y nos creíamos todo lo que escuchábamos. Y eso es algo que me encanta de esta generación. Eso es algo que me encanta. Que que ya están más conscientes de que ya sabes de que si alguien te está contando mentirita, es mentira. ¿Me explico?
No te entiendo. Si alguien te está contando mentirita, ¿es mentira?
O sea, a lo que me refiero es de que es, yo pienso que esta generación es más sensible en el en siempre hay algo bueno y algo malo, ¿verdad? Pero a lo que voy es de que ahora no es tan fácil engañar a la gente como a lo mejor lo era antes.
Sí, y yo quiero engañar a la gente, porque no manches. O sea, yo ayer le estaba diciendo a mi mamá, I wish that there was like a filter on, like, I wish, quisiera que abriera un filtro en que, what you're showing different people. ¿Qué le estás enseñando a quién? O sea, un filtro. Deja, esto se lo enseñó mi mamá. Una foto así bien cute. Y esta foto se la enseñé a mis amigas. O sea, estoy de, whatever, pendeja. Esta se la enseñó a mi crush. O sea, siento que, I'm like, I feel like I'm perceived so many different ways online. And I'm like, I don't know what people think.
No,
of me.
Pero that is why I always I'm tell like, you I just want... be you all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
With your family. You know what that might friends.
Be? That might be people pleasing. I don't know, because I feel like I show different versions of myself to different people. So when I'm posting on social media, I'm like, oh my god, I don't want you to see this version of myself. Is that crazy? Is that crazy?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not crazy. You know,
is that just me?
No,
really?
You know, for example, with when I am at work, like with my coworkers or my boss, I'm not gonna be silly. You okay, know, like
yeah. okay, okay,
saying wait, like, I was thinking, I am silly with them, but like crazy. More respectful crazy. With my manager, for example, or my director. You know,
yeah.
But
I thought I was crazy for a second.
No, you. Better advice ever is just be you all the time.
Yeah, you're right. Be you're right, mom.
Be you all the time.
And if they don't accept,
be humble all the time. All the time.
Qué tonta.
Pero se nos salió al mismo tiempo all the time. Me parecía que estábamos sincronizadas.
Bueno, siento que hemos hablado de muchas cosas, mami. We've been all over the place.
Sí.
We've talked about everything.
Sí.
It was a little bit chaotic, but I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you, mommy, for being on.
I mean,
on.
It's an honor for me to be your first guest. Thank you so much.
I but wouldn't have had it anything. Any other way. Let you were the best you. First guest.
Oh, thank you. But most than anything... Thank you guys for watching my daughter's podcast and videos.
Are you gonna cry?
No, I'm holding it. I remember that I used to tell Nailea back on the day.
No. Sí. I'm embarrassed.
Nailea, es que yo quisiera tener tu edad para ser tu amiga.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else.
No.
I thought you were gonna say something embarrassing.
No. De que yo siempre te digo, ¿a poco no te digo?
Sí.
Híjole, es que, por ejemplo, cuando salías con las niñas en la prepa, que ibas con Mina, con hija, que salías con ellas, yo así como que, ay, qué padre, yo quiero tener tu edad porque yo quiero salir contigo. Y yo siempre te lo he dicho, a mí me hubiera encantado haber tenido tu misma edad, para haber sido tu amiga.
Ay, mami.
Yo siempre te lo he dicho.
Siempre me lo has dicho.
Sí,
yo también. We would have been a crazy duo,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, because you're so funny. Like,
you're so funny.
No, you are.
Oye, I was thinking about it. I was like, I get that from you, mom. We're just goofy. We're just kind of dumb.
My friend Nayeli. My friend Nayeli. She tells me that. Nayeli, te mando un beso, amiga. Pero mi amiga, Nayeli me dice, es que no me lo ha dicho con estas palabras, ¿verdad? Pero me ha dicho, es que la gente no sabe que Nailea es como que funny. Porque tú eres así. Yo, claro que no. Me dice, ay, amiga, es que estás bien loca. Me dice, eres Penélope Cruz, una conductora mexicana que dice muchas tonterías. Pero no sé, a lo mejor puede ser que sí, las dos hubiéramos sido Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. We have got, we've talked about everything under the sun.
Uh-huh.
Gracias por venir, mami. Gracias por hablar conmigo. Y para... estar en el show y por ser mi primer guest, el mejor guest.
Ay, muchas gracias.
Te amo, Madre Santa.
A ti por invitarme.
No hay algo, is there anything else you want
to
say?
No, nothing else to add. Just guys, take care of yourself. Keep on moving forward in life. go to college.
Oh.
It's no, true. I'm kidding. That no, true. Just keep on moving forward in life. Don't get like, you kidding. Know, in your comfortable zone, comfort zone. Just keep on moving forward and
be good.
Be good with your parents. I promise you, everything comes around.
Everything comes around. Yep. So this was some like mom bonding, like us being silly, but also I feel like this was a very. I feel like if I were to watch this, I would feel nurtured because you are a very nurturing spirit.
Oh, thank you.
You are.
Ay, mi rey.
Es como, eres una de esas personas que, like, you were just, like, meant to be a mom. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you just, like, you just care for people. But yes, anyways, it was so, thank you so much for being on this, mommy. I love you.
I love you too.
I lost my podcast guest virginity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. That's okay.
Thanks for watching, you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.